Ian Cope out there in Grays Harbor County, Fox Sports Radio, Aberdeen and Black Hills. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Dick. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's it look out there tonight? Was the weather pretty nasty out there in the county?
I don't know. It wasn't too bad. We were in some water for the matchup tonight between the Wolves and the Bobcats. This was a critical game for Aberdeen if they hope to make it into the playoffs. You only get three teams out of the Evergreen 2A advancing into the crossovers. You got Tumwater, WF West figure they were going to have one of them, so have two of them, so you only had one left to fight for. So this was critical for Aberdeen, having lost their opener in league play last week to the Bearcats of WF West. They went into Tumwater's district stadium to take on a Black Hills Wolves team that averages 300 pounds across the front offensive line. And it just started off bad for the Bobcats, and unfortunately didn't get any better. Kyler Nygren filling in at running back for an injured player. They had Connor Peru, their leading, one of their leading rushers, out with an injury, so they put Nygren in at running back. Usually played wide receiver. He went 68 yards for a touchdown on the first play of the game. Broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage, cut to the right sideline, and just turned on the Jets. This guy, my color announcer described him as 5'7", 150 pounds, and all of it fast. And that's probably the best way to describe him. He would have three touchdowns on the night on only five touches. One 68-yarder that we just described, another 20-yarder at the end of the first half that made it 35-0 in favor of Black Hills. He then finished off the scoring for the Wolves with a 55-yard touchdown scamper to go along with a couple of pick sixes that the Wolves defense had. And all said and done, when the dust settled, 49-0, Black Hills just absolutely blast Aberdeen to move to 2-0 in Evergreen League play. Their defense had a couple of pick sixes to go along with it, as I said. Just a bad night for the Bobcats. Not a lot that went right for them. The one thing that did go well, Braden Castleberry-Taylor, their leading receiver, 7 catches, over 100 yards for the senior. He's got over 40 catches on the season. He's been a lot of fun to watch. A guy who's finally really getting his due as one of the best receivers in Southwest Washington. But the star of the night, by far, Kyler Nygren, when all was over for him, 5 carries, 168 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And he also had a touchdown that he took back for, he had an interception, excuse me, that he took back for a touchdown, but it was called back by a penalty.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, this guy just dominated tonight. And, I mean, it was fun watching him. As soon as he got the ball in open space, it was basically, see ya.
Can Black Hills compete with the best 2A teams in the state? Or are they still a step behind? I see they're not ranked in our polls, at least, but maybe they should be.
Well, this will move them up to 4-2, 2-0 in league play. The matchups that we're looking at is when they take on WF West and when they play Tumwater in the the Thurston County battle that's coming up. I don't believe they've ever beat the T-Birds, and in Sid Otten's last year, I'm sure he'd like to keep it that way. They certainly have a losing record against them, and that's really where the rubber's going to meet the road, and we're going to see just what Black Hills is made of. I mean, their offensive line certainly can compete. We've seen WF West and Black Hills in back-to-back nights against Aberdeen put up just gaudy defensive numbers, you know, holding the Bobcats' rushing attack last week to single digits. I think when we tallied up the stats, Aberdeen had negative yards rushing against the Wolves this week. So WF West against Black Hills, that's going to look like a war of attrition on the offensive and defensive lines. Tumwater also will be a huge battle between just a couple of big, bruising offensive and defensive lines. That's really where we'll see. What I've seen from Black Hills certainly shows that they're capable. They beat up two teams that, quite frankly, they should have beaten pretty soundly. They put up 49 points last week against Centralia. They do 49 and get a shutout against Aberdeen. They look good on paper. They look good on the field, but we'll see what they do when they go up against some of the quality teams. As I said, from what I've seen, they should be able to hold their own, but WF West and Tumwater certainly look like they are formidable foes for the Wolves.
Impressive. Great stuff. Thank you, Ian.
Thanks a lot. You have a great weekend.
You too. That's Ian Cope out there in Aberdeen, actually in Tumwater tonight, to watch Aberdeen lose tonight to Black Hills.